KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 69 degrees. We look for showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning. There are some rumbles up to our north about the Audubon County area. Variably cloudy skies and showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon, a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is expected to release details later today about a chase that wound its way through Atlantic late Sunday night. According to reports, the vehicle was pursued on Highway 6 through Atlantic, Wyota, Anita, and onto eastbound Interstate 80 before the suspect was taken into custody about a half mile east of the Casey exit. During the chase, speeds reached up to 100 miles per hour. KJAN News spoke briefly with Deputy Tim Olson at around 10:45 last night outside the Cass County Jail. He said at that time they just arrived at the facility and were still processing information, and therefore no details were immediately available. Council Bluffs Fire Department responded to a vehicle fire at around 11:45 p.m. Sunday in the south parking lot of the Ameristar Casino. A red Chevy Tahoe was found to be the source of the fire. The fire, though, quickly spread to five other vehicles on the lot. The Council Bluffs Fire Department extinguished the flames and no one was injured. At this time, it's not known what caused the fire, and the Council Bluffs Fire Department is conducting the investigation. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a body found near the riverbank on the north side of the Ameristar Casino. Officers were called to the scene at around 3:30 p.m. Saturday. Upon arrival, the Council Bluffs Fire Department located a man deceased in the river and brought him to shore. His identity has not yet been released. The death remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Criminal Investigations Division. Officers were called to the Red Oak Middle School at around 8:30 p.m. Sunday for a civil matter regarding juvenile arguing and ended up citing one of the youth into juvenile court. The unidentified juvenile faces a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. After receiving the citation, the youth was released to a parent. Red Oak Police Saturday evening were called to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center to speak with two juveniles and their parents about an incident that took place 6 p.m. Friday. And upon further investigation, the two unnamed juveniles were cited in a juvenile court for theft in the fifth degree. Those youth were then released to their parents. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early this morning deputies with the K-9 unit in Fremont County stopped a vehicle at Old Highway 275 and 310th Street in Hamburg for a traffic violation. During the course of the stop, the driver of the vehicle, 30-year-old Christopher Weiland of Hamburg, was found to be in possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Weiland, who was out on a pretrial release from previous drug charges in Fremont County, was arrested and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $1,000. Deputies in Adams County, who conducted a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle late last night, arrested two people on drug charges. Lynette Huber of Lenox was found to have a valid warrant for her arrest through Union County. The K-9 Baxo was then deployed on the vehicle and alerted to the presence of narcotics inside. The driver of the vehicle, Adam Schwears, also of Lenox, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, a meth pipe, and for OWI. Huber was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Police in Council Bluffs are searching for a vehicle and driver involved in a pedestrian hit-and-run crash that happened Sunday at around 2:35 a.m. Authorities say the incident occurred on the Interstate 480 westbound on-ramp from North 41st Street in Council Bluffs. The male pedestrian was identified as 27-year-old Joshua Nelson of Omaha. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The hit-and-run vehicle, authorities say, may be a tan sports utility vehicle with an unknown make, model, or year. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking anyone with information about the incident to call their traffic unit at 712-328-4948 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. Ringgold County Sheriff Mike Sabatka reports a man and a woman were arrested last Wednesday on drug charges. A vehicle driven by 46-year-old Stephen Paul Schessler of Bevington was pulled over in Mount Air at around 2:30 a.m. The K-9 Hecky was deployed and alerted to the driver's side door area. A small bag of marijuana was seized from the ground where Schessler stood as he exited the vehicle. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, driving under suspension, failure to have insurance, and interference with official acts. A passenger in the vehicle, 47-year-old Colette Mary Marnin of Atlantic, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Both were being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail until seen by a magistrate. The investigation continues pending lab results from the Iowa DCI regarding other items seized from the vehicle. Additional charges are pending while awaiting for those results. Severe storms are possible late this afternoon and tonight once again as a cold front passes across the state. The National Weather Service says there is a slight risk for large hail and damaging winds with those storms, although an isolated tornado may also occur. In addition, locally heavy rainfall is expected. The storms are expected to develop between 4 p.m. and midnight. Be sure and listen for further updates on the weather situation here on KJAN. Watch for them on our mobile apps and be prepared to take shelter should severe weather strike. Reminder, there is a flash flood warning in effect for northeastern Cass County and southern Audubon County until 11:30 a.m. A flash flood warning means that flooding is imminent or occurring. If you're in the warned area, move to a higher ground immediately, and residents who live along streams and creeks or nearby should take immediate precautions to protect their life and property. In our funeral announcements, Harold Sheeter, age 97, of Bluegrass and formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 4th in Davenport. Funeral services for Harold Sheeter will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Marilyn York, age 77, of State Center, died June the 3rd at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn York will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. William Wilbur Todd, age 60, of Carson, died June the 6th. Funeral services for Wilbur Todd will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Carson United Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Maxine Hepker, age 92, of Orient, died Saturday at the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston. Funeral services for Maxine Hepner will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Sarah Martison, age 68, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Sarah Martison will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Charles Veith, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends for Charles Veith will be held this Friday at 3:30 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.